Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 19th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Day after iOS 8, Apple did release an update for OS 10. This covers Mountain Lion as well as Mavericks, so the last two versions of OS 10, including the server variants, and it also updates Safari on both operating systems. The bulk of the about 40 or so vulnerabilities is in PHP and then also in the Intel graphics drivers. The graphics drivers, that looks like a privilege escalation vulnerability. It does allow arbitrary code execution as system privileges, but you have to run that code first on that system as a normal user. There's also a Bluetooth vulnerability that's being fixed here, but it appears to be similar. It says, and again, Apple is pretty brief here in its descriptions, that a malicious application may be able to execute arbitrary code with system privileges due to errors in handling a Bluetooth API call. So then again, a malicious Bluetooth driver may be able to do that, something that you first need to run code on the system for. Kind of interesting, a lot, probably sort of half or so of the vulnerabilities, if not more, were reported by Google's Project Zero, which is the project that Google started where they hired some well-respected pen testers to find vulnerabilities in different software. Also, a bunch of OpenSSL vulnerabilities are patched here. Those were outstanding for quite a while. And then we got an update from Home Depot about the scope of their breach. And indeed, it does look like a new record. 57 million bank cards were stolen in this particular breach compared to 30 million at Target. However, Home Depot does not expect this event to have a negative impact on its earnings. It is working on a major overhaul of its payment infrastructure. It's rolling out 85,000 new PIN pads and readers that will encrypt the data before it goes to the point of sale system. Nothing new yet about how these point of sale systems got breached other than malware was installed on them. Ironically, the online presence of Home Depot, if you went to the Home Depot website, did not get affected by this breach, of course, because, well, they're not using point of sale systems on their website. Interesting detail here that Home Depot believes that the total cost of the breach of $62 million is in so far not all that significant, because about half of it is actually covered by an insurance policy that Home Depot took out to protect itself from this kind of event. And apparently, Apple users are now also targets of fake support spam. We got earlier today an email and are still working on the details, so there is no diary yet. Maybe we'll have one later today on Friday. But apparently, this user did receive an email claiming to come from Apple client support and then asked them to click on the link in order to obtain support for a problem they supposedly have. If you do receive an email like that, please let us know so we can see if this is just an isolated incident or if this has happened more often recently. And eBay appears to be the target of a cross-site scripting attack that has been used for phishing. This cross-site scripting vulnerability in eBay has been exploited to place auctions on the website and then advertise those auctions. But if you try to bid or if you visit the auction, you're then being redirected to an eBay login page, which of course now looks very plausible. And you're going to log in, but it's actually a phishing site, and then it's going to be used to steal your eBay credentials. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.